Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hi, Robin.
And our own Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Brooks, Duluth Mayor Emily Larson caused a stir the other week with her outsourcing of the city's tourism efforts to a firm in Minneapolis instead of the local tourism agency, Visit Duluth. Now Superior is rethinking its tourism approach?
Yes, but not in exactly the same way. So Superior Mayor Jim Payne wants to start fresh with their tourism marketing with a contract with Travel Superior ending at the end of this year. Payne's plan would create a public commission to spend hotel motel taxes to sell the city to tourists instead of leaving those decisions in the hands of a private board. So in terms of money, you know, Superior has collected nearly $500,000 in hotel motel taxes through July and is expecting a nearly $1 million haul in 2022. So right now, Travel Superior, which is part of the Superior Chamber, gets 70% of that money to spend on tourism marketing. The chamber is firmly opposed to Payne's plan. And right now, the last that happened was on Tuesday. The city council paused any further action on this for now.
Well, Danny, you've long covered Superior. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, you know, the chamber president, Taylor Peterson, has said that room tax collections are up 90% in the last decade, saying that tourism has been growing each year except during the COVID-19 pandemic. And so they're basically like, if it's not broke, don't fix it right now. But, you know, there's been some concern, too, by some city councilors voiced about, well, if we form a tourism commission, there's fears that they would devote 100% of any revenue from those hotel motel taxes to fund a convention center. And the city council recently approved a contract with a Minneapolis firm to conduct a feasibility study of building a new convention center. And some of the public comment during the meeting revolved around opposition to this change and building a convention center not being a good enough reason to make this change right now, and wanting to get more of an understanding of what the parameters would be regarding any spending or contracting with other outside firms. I think there's some similar concerns related to what we saw in Duluth about how this would impact, you know, Travel Superior and local entities. But on the other side, they're saying that this is going to increase transparency and hopefully do more for the tourism industry by possibly looking at other firms to do this work.
All right. Well, thank you both. And however tourists get here, the air should be a little cleaner for them. Yes, Brooks?
Yes, thankfully, the Greenwood Fire in northeastern Minnesota, which is burning on about 25,000 acres of Superior National Forest, is about half contained. It's still burning in parts. There are many hot spots, many of them several feet below ground. But, you know, the hundreds of firefighters in the area have been helped by favorable weather, you know, a little bit of rain, cooler temps, less extreme heat and wind. So the fire in Lake County has run up about $15 million in firefighting costs, and they think they can get a full containment line around it in the coming days. But it could still burn and could be still be sending smoke into the air over the next month or two, perhaps until winter comes. But for now, clear skies. Enjoy them while you can.
All right. Well, Danny, I said this one before, from fire to water. What's the latest on the water level of Lake Superior?
Yeah, well, for the first time in 7 years, water levels on Lake Superior are pretty much on par with the lake's long-term average after we've seen a string of record highs. In August, the average water levels on Lake Superior dropped less than an inch to 602.17 feet, and that matches the long-term average for the first time since April of 2014. And it was nearly a foot below water levels in August of last year. You know, we typically see seasonal declines and fluctuations where the lake rises in spring and then ends up falling in the fall. But this decline has been driven by abnormally dry to extreme drought conditions across the Lake Superior Basin and pretty much what's fueling the wildfires that Brooks was talking about. And so, you know, researchers say that this change is a pretty significant shift for people living around the lake. You know, after we saw a period of record-setting water levels beginning in 2013. Now, in recent years, in 2019 and 2020, we saw monthly records, if not all-time records, across the Great Lakes. So people on Lake Superior should see some relief, you know, from flooding and erosion that has damaged infrastructure as we've seen high water levels. And so, you know, in the near future, at least, we're not expected to see any of those record-setting water levels, and Lake Superior is expected to hover around average. Over the long term, that's harder to predict.
All right. Well, back to the never-ending pandemic, because it never went away. Do I understand correctly that Wisconsinites have been drinking their way through it?
Yes, they have been. We saw an increase in state excise taxes on alcohol during the year that just ended in June 30th of this year, where those taxes increased 17% over the $63 million, roughly, that they bought in the prior year. And that increase is the largest percentage jump that we've seen since 1972, if the preliminary findings hold. So, you know, basically what this indicates is that people were super stressed over the last year with their job situations or school or daycare, and that they were looking for a cold one to, you know, help take the edge off. But, you know, this has been a concern in Wisconsin, which studies have shown is, you know, susceptible to binge drinking. A 2019 study by UW-Madison found 24% of Wisconsin adults engage in binge drinking. And, you know, all of the health concerns that result from consuming too much alcohol, especially for women and young children. And so the question that researchers have right now is the drinking going to subside as the COVID-19 pandemic fades away? And so I think that's yet to be seen. For now, at least, we can see from those excise taxes on alcohol that people are drinking quite a bit more in the last year.
All right. I guess not terribly surprising. Well, we've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
And Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/northreport, and be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. And that's about it for this edition of Simply Superior. This week's show falls in the middle of the High Holy Days on the Jewish calendar. One of the members of that community is University of Wisconsin Superior educator Danny Frank, who is also one of the featured acts at the Great Northern Squash Festival. So we leave you with his prayerful and hopeful performance at the Twin Ports Vigil for the victims of the Tree of Life Synagogue tragedy in 2018. I'm Robin Washington. As always, stay safe, everyone.
Lo yisago el goy cherev, lo yilmadu od milchama, lo yisago el goy cherev, lo yilmadu od milchama.